With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Like good old-fashioned smash-mouth football, right?
This is the Furniture Fair Roundtable Show, live from the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill at Belterra Park. Brought to you in part by Yingling Lager. Respect, it's earned. Papa John's, the official pizza of the Cincinnati Bengals. Performance Kings Honda. They'll put a smile on your face. Every customer, every vehicle, every day. CullenElectricCincinnati.com. Cullen Electric, wiring for today's world. Miami Valley Gaming. Get ready to get lucky. The Healthcare Management Group, providing greater care for greater Cincinnati. Nixco Plumbing. Choose a pro. Choose Nixco. Skyline Chili. Feeling good. It's Skyline time. Lycans Energy Solutions. Powered by Life. Belterra Park. One amazing place to play. Hearing Solutions. Now acute hearing. Changing lives through better hearing. And by Furniture Fair. For style and flair, it's Furniture Fair. This is 700 WLW, the home of the best Bengals coverage.
And away we go, 6:05 on News Radio 700 WLW. This is the Furniture Fair Roundtable Show. Stadium Sports Bar and Grill at Belterra Park. Lance McAllister, Rocky Boyman. 2 hours of all things football to unfold with cool prizes to give away. Let's get to the headlines, then we'll rock and roll. News Radio 700 WLW Bengals update. Bengals were back at it today on the practice field, getting ready for Sunday's road matchup versus the 10-3 Minnesota Vikings. The best Bengals coverage starts right here at 9 a.m. Sunday morning. Among those not practicing today, Burfict, Kirkpatrick, Vigil, and Minter. That's three linebackers. Among those limited in practice today, Mixon, Bernard, Denard, Dunlap, Croft, Mixon, oh, that's twice, Obwehi, Sims, and Williams. They're getting a little bit healthier at this stage of the week. Tonight, Monday or Thursday night football, it's the Broncos at the Colts. Catch the game on Fox Sports 1360. College basketball, get the latest on the Xavier Musketeers tonight in advance of Saturday's matchup. It's the Chris Mack Show tonight at 7 o'clock on ESPN 1530. News Radio 700 WLW Reds update. Winter meetings wrapping up. Not a whole lot of activity. The Reds were involved in a transaction today. They selected right-handed pitcher Brad Keller from the Arizona Diamondbacks in the Rule 5 draft. They then turned around and traded him to the Kansas City Royals for a player to be named later or cash. The Reds did not lose any players in the major league phase of the Rule 5 today. By the way, Ken Rosenthal of the Atlantic reports the Angels are interested in Zach Cozart as a third baseman. Zach in conversations with other teams about his services as well. And as you heard off the top, MLS, we're on expansion watch. MLS officials meeting. They described the discussions today on expansion as productive discussions. FC Cincinnati, one of four finalists for perhaps two spots, along with Nashville, Sacramento, and Detroit. No official announcement planned tonight. The league, in a statement released within the last hour, said they plan to have more details shortly. For everything else you've missed today, do this. Go to my blog. Go to 700WLW.com. The blog is a service of 1-800-GOT-JUNK. If you've got junk, if you're moving or remodeling, tell them I sent you 1-800-GOT-JUNK. On the blog right now, Bengals, Dave Lapham's thoughts on the next coach of the Cincinnati Bengals, if it's not Marvin Lewis. There's college hoops and plenty more. I think we are set to rock and roll. Rock?
How are you?
I'm well. How are you? You know, I got an alert this morning.
Yeah.
I got a call this morning, and it was my cardiologist pacemaker people, and they said, there's an alert on your pacemaker. We must see you soon.
Really?
So I'm thinking, all right, I live in fear that my pacemaker is going to be hacked. Because
honestly,
there are very fair words.
Yes,
so I'm very fearful. Okay, somebody's going to hack my pacemaker, and I'm done.
Yeah, it's over.
So I get there, and I find out the battery life. It's not a hacking. It's not anything nearly as interesting as that. It's just the life on my battery is down to between 3 and 9 months. So they're monitoring me now, and I have to come back sooner than anticipated. I'm blaming this on the Bengals, and the 2017 season for the Reds and the Bengals has worn me down and worn the battery life down of my pacemaker, so I'm blaming both of them specifically for what should have been a 10-year battery life being reduced to about 8.5 years.
Just zapped all every bit of energy out of it.
Zapped all the strength out of me. When we come back, let's get into what exactly happened on Saturday, and it's now Thursday, or on Sunday. Even on Thursday, I'm still not sure how to put into words what we saw performance-wise from the Bengals on Sunday. So we will sort through it as we continue. We've got prizes to give away, some cool stuff, including tickets and other stuff to give away. We'll do it between 6 and 8 o'clock tonight. And then Chick Ludwig in with a special one-hour edition of Sports Talk from 8 to 9 o'clock. All of that is ahead. What do you say at 6:10? We check traffic and weather together on News Radio 700 WLW.
From the UCL Traffic Center, UCL providing our region with the most advanced treatments for brain and spine. South 275 south of the Milford Parkway with a wreck. You run slow eastbound Mossdutter to Loveland Madeira, westbound 747 to Winton, eastbound 74 to Reagan, and in Kentucky, eastbound from 471 across the Combs Hale. Wrecks cleaning up Bridgetown west of Ebenezer State at 5 Mile Harrison near Springdale. Still working one on the shoulder of westbound 74. It slows off and on from North Bend Road. Your next traffic update in 10 minutes. Davis on News Radio 700 WLW.
Overnight tonight, mostly cloudy skies, a low of 20 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 36. Sunny and warmer on Saturday with a high in the mid-40s. And then on Sunday, showers are likely with clouds and a high still in the mid-40s. Snow is staying out of the tri-state for now. That's the forecast from your severe weather station, News Radio 700 WLW.
6:10 on News Radio 700 WLW. It's the Furniture Fair Roundtable Show, Stadium Sports Bar and Grill at Belterra Park, where there's live entertainment in the Stadium Sports Bar every Friday and Saturday night. Friday night featuring, that's tomorrow night, featuring The Company at 8 o'clock in Chuck Brisbane and Cold Tuna Saturday, December 16th at 9 o'clock. Lance McAllister, Rocky Bowman, you can watch the show and follow us on the live webcam presented by Yingling. Go to my blog at 700WLW.com. Hello, webcam. We have tickets to give away and so much more. We've got the Yingling Plinko board. We are playing Yingling Plinko for prizes throughout the evening as well. I went with the Cobb salad. You went for the first time. You have dabbled in the steak salad.
I know.
That looks good.
It looks pretty good.
Dang.
Yeah, try it out here.
All right, we're set to go. So last Sunday, two bad teams got together. It was cold. Neither team had anything to play for, but one team kicked the other team's ass, to be quite frank.
Very frank.
To be blunt. And I've searched for reasons why and how, and I've sorted through various scenarios that include, yes, it was cold. Yes, there was nothing to play for, but the Bengals were working on a short week where they had had perhaps their soul taken out and stomped on by the Pittsburgh Steelers in Monday Night Football. There were a lot of injuries. There were five defensive players that did not play. Are any of those reasonable explanations for what happened? I've heard the comparison of, was it more effort? Was it more execution? What did you see as you watched that debacle unfold on Sunday?
Well, look, it was all those things. It was the short week. It was a crushing loss. It was the injuries. But you and I have talked about many times, it's hard to get up for every game, right? And that's the mental grind that a lot of people don't understand. When it's every week for 17 weeks,
yep.
You got to find different ways to motivate yourself. You got to, even if you got to fake it, if you got to find some way to get mad at something or this and that. Well, the Bengals didn't seem to find collectively that reason to get into that game. And I don't, it's hard to say. Did they quit? And I don't know. I know the energy was awful. You didn't feel them. You didn't feel like they were fired up. You didn't feel the passion. Is that quitting? I don't know. I'm not. It's hard to gauge that. But it's easy to gauge an interest and in a passion to play the game. They didn't look like they had it.
I thought of something we've discussed before, and I've heard you bring up as that game began to unfold and it started to get away from the Bengals and the Bears were breaking off big runs up the middle into the secondary. You've used the term business decisions before, and man, I watched and I wondered if there weren't Bengals on a cold day with nothing to play for getting steamrolled, if there weren't some guys specifically on defense who were starting to make some business decisions like, I'll just let him tackle him because I have no interest in being a part of this
But what they have to realize, Lance, is when you start thinking like that, that's when you get injured, right? Yep. If you're flying around full speed and you're just flat cutting it loose, you know, the injuries seem to happen less. It's when you're trying to, I don't know if I'm going to get in that pile, or I don't know if I want to extend and reach out for this play. You know,
and the reality is, Rock, you can't hide that on film. We talk about the eye in the sky doesn't lie. If you're making that business decision like, oh, I'm not going to stick my shoulder out on that play, anybody watching that tape during this week is looking, saying, well, look at him. He wanted no part of that tackle.
So, no, 100%. So that clearly the raw visceral effort was not fully there like we're used to seeing. Now, the injuries were a big part of it. The linebacking core had the worst collective game I may have ever seen the Bengals linebackers play.
Yes.
I mean, Minter, I like him as a player. He looked like he was playing in his first preseason game as a rookie. I don't know exactly what – I mean, he wasn't seeing pulling guards. He didn't know his leverage. He didn't know this guy had this gap, so that means I have this gap. I have no idea exactly – you know, sometimes maybe just happened to have one of those games, but that was bad. And then you got, you know, Evans, who's a young guy. He's running around there looking – like a young guy. You got Vinny Ray, who's playing on one leg, and he had a bad game. So,
clearly the Steelers saw that the week before and exploited it. And it's no great shakes to think, well, the Vikings are going to look and see the same weakness and go at that. That's what good teams do. They identify your weakness and then just pound that weakness, and that's what happened.
No, it is, and you know, you could see what exactly. And when they see you're not gap sound and you don't know leverage and you don't know how to read a pulling guard, you're going to get more and more of it. You're going to get more of that eye candy, pre-snap sort of stuff because they know you have trouble with it. I mean, it's no secret.
Here's the real killer to me, though, the most disappointing thing. We knew going in there were five defensive players who were injured that were not going – starters that were not going to play. It was incumbent on the offense to pick up the slack and carry the load and do more than they usually do. They did much less than they usually do. There was nothing going on offensively on Saturday.
No, and if you remember me saying this a couple weeks ago, we were talking about, you know, the offense and their shortcomings, and it was leading to the Bengals. You know, remember we talked about how, you know, one game they only had like what 45 snaps or whatever it was. They have the defenses completed 174 more plays. Oh. That's over two games, Lance.
Geez.
I mean, figure a game's, I think it's on average about 65-70 plays. So that's over two more games. You're talking about wear and tear. You're talking not even just injuries, but like you're kind of beat up and you're not going at the same pace, going at the same speed. So, I mean, I think that's part of it, too. You're seeing a defense that has been worn down. Some of it's their fault for not getting off the field.
Sure.
And some of it is
the
offense for not converting some of those third downs.
When we come back, I want to get into the role a coach plays in motivating his team. The role an individual plays in motivating himself as a professional. The role a coach plays in being the tone setter for his team. We'll get into that. He's Rocky Boyman. I'm Lance McAllister. Furniture Fair Roundtable Show. We're at the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill at Belterra Park on News Radio 700 WLW. 6:23 on News Radio 700 WLW. We're at the Furniture Fair Roundtable Show. Stadium Sports Bar and Grill at Belterra Park. Lance McAllister. Rocky Boyman, let's preview tonight's game brought to you by Carry Toyota, best in town, carrytoyota.com. It's the Broncos at the Colts, 4-9 at 3-10. The Broncos, one of two teams in the NFL without a road win this year. The Browns, of course, would be the other. Frank Gore trying to close in on 1,000 yards again at the age of 34. Goes against a Broncos defense number 4 in the league against the run. Saturday, this Saturday, is the Winter Wonderland gift card giveaway on the gaming floor from noon to 6. Guests who earn 100 tier points on their My Choice card that day receive their choice of a $15 Kroger or Walmart gift card while supplies last. Rock, Marvin Lewis said something this week that kind of perked up everybody's ears, and it led to some criticism. He was asked about the emotions, the energy, or the lack thereof in Sunday's game, and he said, and I quote, "It's not my responsibility to get them to turn up the music. Them being the players, turn up the music being the energy to get into a game." A couple of schools of thought. They're grown men. They're professional athletes. They're paid to do a job. Should they be able to get themselves up and engaged energy-wise on their own? What role does a head coach, what responsibility does a head coach play in setting a tone and being a motivator going into a game like Sunday? You played. You've heard speeches from coaches. You've been motivated by coaches. What did you make of Marvin's comment, not my responsibility, to get them to turn up the music? Sometimes you have to do it on your own.
See, to me, that's the number one job of a coach. I mean, a head coach, whether it's college or pro or in literally any sport, it's not the X's and O's so much. You got coordinators and position coach to do that. Your job is to set the culture of your team, and your job is to find ways to put them in the position to be their best, right? Now is that a rousing rah-rah-rah speech? No, that's ridiculous, especially at the pro level. I think in college maybe a little bit more, and the two are certainly different, but I don't know. I have no idea what Marvin said to the team, but I would have walked in that locker room and said something like this. Say it's the Wednesday morning first meeting. I would have said, boys, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. We're not going to make the playoffs. Okay, I know there's a scenario out there where it's not going to where it can happen, but it's not. But I know what is going to happen is you're going to be evaluated, and we're going to find out who is best for this team next year. Okay, so if you're giving half-ass effort, if you're not all the way bought into this, then find somewhere else to go because the tape doesn't lie, and we're going to see it. I guarantee you, myself and these coaches are putting everything into it. We expect the same from you. And I also know that some of you want contracts next year. You want to get the big money, this and that. Well, now's the time you do it. And that's not a rah-rah speech. That's not a win one for the Gipper. That's reality.
Yep.
That's finding a way to motivate guys. So I'm sitting there going, damn, man, I'm banged up. I don't really want to play in this game, but he's right. If I know that they're specifically looking for players to quit and call them out, then I'm going to make sure that's not me.
Yeah. I think you hit it perfectly because aside from the X's and O's, there is setting a tone and setting a level of expectations. And I go back to the long-standing kind of comparison or signature of Sparky Anderson, who knew what guys to, they always said Sparky knew what guys to pat on the back, what guys to kick in the butt, what guys to leave alone, because they knew,
exactly.
He knew exactly button pushing. It's not X's and O's. It's button pushing and emotions, and that's where I think it's an easy way out for Marvin to say, not my responsibility to get they have to turn up the music on
is.
Their own.
I
mean, if he's got coordinators who are putting together the game plans on both sides of the ball, and if he's got Darren Simmons working on the special teams, then what exactly is Marvin Lewis doing during the week? And perhaps after 15 years, he has no energy to do it anymore. That's why I think he's going to be gone in 3 weeks, and I think everybody will be better for it, including this organization.
If we've reached
a point where a coach actually said, it's not my responsibility to get them going, and maybe they have to turn up their own music, well, then maybe it's Marvin's responsibility to turn in the keys and go home.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I feel like, sitting at that press conference, the follow-up question should have been, okay, then what is your main job?
Yeah.
What is it? And again, I'm not expecting him to give some rousing speech.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I've seen the movies where they run out of the locker.
Right.
Oh, no, but it's like you say, it's finding the right buttons to push. And at this point in the season, the two things that should matter are your own future, right? I mean, okay,
yep.
if you're not going to collectively as a team win, you kind of owe the game your best effort. But in a more real sense, hey, man, we're going to find someone that we are actively looking to replace you. And,
yes.
And you should know that
yes.
anyway, but to hear that makes a guy sit up in his chair and go, man, I want to see who's leaving early. I want to see who's coming in late. I want to see who's giving. I'm going to find the 12 plays of the worst effort, and I'm going to put it on the screen come Monday morning. So write it down. It's going to be there. Your job is to make sure you're not a part of those 12 plays.
Yes, because, and Rock, that would have eliminated any concerns or any wonderment about guys if they're going to go out and feel sorry for themselves. It's cold, we're hurt, we're not going anywhere. That erases all that and puts it right on their shoulders to say, go out and do your job.
Right. And again, it's not easy. It's hard to do. I mean, look, even these college coaches, I mean, why does why does Clemson go to Syracuse and lose? Because it doesn't mean Dabo Swinney's a terrible coach. It doesn't. It's just it's hard to do. But you know, you got to find ways to get that. And the other thing too, Lance, I think even more so at the pro level, you got to have the leaders in the locker room.
Great
do
point.
It. You got to have the guys that are the best players. They're also the hard workers. That's why you know. That's what I say about Peyton Manning. He was a guy that was clearing away the best football player on the planet at the time. But he also was the guy doing the most work. So your excuse for not working was what? How can you do that? And right now, you and I have talked about this. One of the biggest problems on this team is there's no clear cut. That's him. That's the leader. That's the guy. There's no once Whitworth hit the door. Once he got in the car to head to L.A., it was up in the air.
Excellent point. When we come back, speaking of motivation, how about the struggle for the Bengals, you would think on paper, to match the speaking of emotions and desires this weekend, what's at stake for the Vikings versus what's at stake for the Bengals? We'll get into that and more on this issue as we continue. He's Rocky Boyman. I'm Lance McAllister. Furniture Fair Roundtable Show from the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill at Belterra Park on News Radio 700 WLW.
McCall.
6:37, News Radio 700 WLW, the Furniture Fair Roundtable Show, Stadium Sports Bar and Grill at Belterra Park. Roundtable Show brought to you in part by Hawksworth Blood Centers. Hawksworth donors save lives. Who will you save? Yingling Lager. Respect. It's earned. Hearing Solutions. Now acute hearing, changing lives through better hearing. And Alamo Electronics. Electronics your way. Customize your home with Alamo Electronics. During our next break, we'll play Yingling Plinko for cool prizes giveaway tonight, including a prize pack from Yingling. And Tom Puma and the gang, they offer up a very cool cooler to give away from Yingling. Time to select last week's Reliable Player of the Game, brought to you by Reliable Products, Greater Cincinnati Energy Alliance, and Pace Financing. Efficient financing for building efficiency. We'll go with Giovanni Bernardi, 11 rushes, 62 yards. He also had 6 catches on 8 targets for 68 yards as well. Oh, I know, before we get into the matching the intensity this weekend against the Vikings, you tweeted, somebody, or you tweeted or somebody sent it to you, and then you tweeted, and I put it on my blog, the mic'd up Rocky Boyman with the Kansas City Chiefs.
How about that?
2008?
Yeah.
That was good stuff. That's
pretty good.
Were you the only one who was mic'd up for the series?
I think it did like one player a week, and you know, I wound up coming on that team a couple you know games into the season. I'll never forget, I signed on a Tuesday and was starting on a Sunday, which is wild. But no, that was cool. They got to do that little segment and stuff. And here's fun. How about this? So my wife told me, she confessed to me that when we were dating, she like we first went out, she watched that on the internet.
She Googled you.
Yeah, and said that's kind of cool.
And she still went out with you.
Yeah, I know, after watching that. Yeah, exactly. No, that was cool.
That was.
And the reason I retweeted you in it was because there's a cameo of Tim Crumry, who was our defensive line coach, and it was, I mean, you talk about, a kid growing up in Cincinnati idolizing Tim Crumry now. And I was telling this the other day, but he was the
guy. I heard this story on Friday. I was listening to you guys on iHeartRadio tell this story because Tim Crumry's pre-draft workouts are legendary.
They're unbelievable, man. So, and again, I remember seeing him. He came to Notre Dame, okay, and he worked out. We had a defensive lineman, Anthony Weaver. He wound up going the second round. So all the scouts are coming in on the pro day, so all this. So here walks in Tim Crumry with, the tight Wrangler jeans that are like way, way high. He's got the big old belt buckle. He's got a plaid shirt, like all tucked in, and a humongous cowboy hat. And I'm like, this is the best, right? Like, this is, so clearly he's just going to, cowboy boots too, right? Right? So clearly he's just going to stand there and evaluate. No. He gets out on the field, and Lance, when I tell you this is the hardest single 3-minute workout I've ever seen in my life, I'm not lying to you. So what he would do is essentially, it's like, wrestling without hitting the ground. It was like a hand fighting thing. So he would basically wrap his hands around your neck, and he wanted you to get his hands off of you.
Yeah.
And he would replace them inside and grab them.
Simulating the battle at the line of scrimmage.
Right. Basically, he wanted to see if you were a quitter. That's what it was. It was a how big is your heart? Are you going to let me in cowboy boots and tight Wranglers kick your butt on this field? And here he is. I mean, here's Anthony Weaver. He's, 6'4", 275 pounds, just beaten to a pulp by the by Tim. And, and probably not a lot of, me having grown up here, about Tim Crumry. Yeah. Or maybe if you grew up somewhere else, you didn't know the full extent of how much of a badass this guy was. So It was cool to watch. I was happy I wasn't the guy he was doing that to. And by the way, side note, all the agents and the coaches hated that. Now there's a you know, there's a theory out there that Pete Carroll kind of helped get Tim Krumrie run out of the league, because what happened is he'd go out to California and all these big pretty, you know, guys are getting ready to get drafted in the first round. He'd make them look like you know, like girls out there, yeah, right? He'd just totally just destroy them.
Yeah.
And these coaches were getting mad about it. Wow. But no, it was cool to watch. And then when he was one of being, you know, he was a D line coach, but he gave you the signals every game, right? So he would you know, yell it, and he would tell it, and I'd get, you know, get the call through the headset. But then he'd also signal it in. And there's a thing where you're always trying to match the personnel, and so the call's always coming in so late, and here comes the offense to the line. And I remember coming to the sideline once, be like, hey, Tim, you got to give me the, you know, going like this. And I'm like, and I sat down, I'm like, I just yelled at Tim. It was great, though. He was awesome, man. Awesome guy.
That is beautiful. Before we hit our next break and get into Carl Lawson, I wanted to clean up intensity and what's at stake. Compare and contrast how difficult the challenge is this weekend. You have a Bengals team with nothing to play for, in theory, against a Vikings team that suddenly has to see the door open to home field advantage in the NFC with Carson Wentz now out.
Yeah, that's all not good.
Oh, that's not a bad matchup from an intensity and something to play for standpoint.
No,
the Vikings got to think they can play the Super Bowl in their backyard. I mean, that they're hosting. They now have that pathway, destroy the Bengals and the next two opponents and have home field and maybe host the Super Bowl.
Yeah, how about that? No, it's, you know, yeah, so you better believe they're going to be motivated for every single reason under the sun. So, yeah, you know, those players, it's not saying it's easy. There's few men in the world that can get motivated and still play at a high level given these circumstances with this kind of talent out there. But, look, that's you know, that's when you find out what kind of person you are. When you look in that mirror and you say, "Did I give it all?" This is when you know the caliber of human being you are.
When we continue, I want to ask you about the rookie wall and the possibilities of Carl Lawson hitting that wall and how the league might be adjusting to Carl Lawson as we continue. He's Rocky Boyman. I'm Lance McAllister. Furniture Fair Roundtable Show. We're at the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill at Belterra Park on News Radio 700 WLW. 6:48, News Radio 700 WLW, Furniture Fair Roundtable Show, hanging out at the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill at Belterra Park. Maddie's taking care of us. Todd's here. David's here taking care of us. Woody's here. Clinton behind the bar. We've got Rodney taking care of our prizes. And Yingling Plinko, we are ready to go. Market Buffet and Favorite Steak and Pasta will be open Christmas Day and New Year's Day. Check BelterraPark.com for hours. Quickly, time to take a look, one final look at last week's Defensive Player of the Game, brought to you by RDI Corporation. Let RDI help you grow and protect your business. We'll go with Michael Johnson, a bright spot on Sunday on a dark day. Two sacks, his second two-sack game of the season. Carl Lawson, Rock, I looked it up, has had two of his lowest Pro Football Focus grades in the last 4 weeks. And I wonder how much of that is teams now knowing that they have to do more, they have to chip more, they have to make adjustments to Carl Lawson. And I wonder how much of it is Carl Lawson as a rookie now playing 13 plus 4. He's played 17 games, and there's always that talk of that wall as a rookie. Is the wall real mentally and physically for an NFL rookie?
100%, because you got to figure, they're a college kid that enters the NFL is playing for over a calendar year straight. So you start your college season, you know, not even including, you know, so you work out that entire summer.
Yep.
Season starts in, you know, late August. You're going all the way through. And then season ends basically around Thanksgiving, but you're playing a bowl game, so you're not really off. You get like 3 weeks off. You're still bowl practicing, which in some cases is harder than normal practice. So then you give your bowl. It's around January 1st. Well, you know, the combine and workouts are coming up in like March. So you got to start. You immediately start going away for that. You go to your trainer. You go to, you know, preseason New Jersey. You go to IMG. You go to wherever you're going to go to train for all that stuff. So that gets going, and then you're doing those individual workouts happen. Okay, the combine happens. The individual workouts continue to happen all the way up until a week before the draft.
I'm worn out already.
You get drafted, okay, and usually that you get drafted on that weekend, whatever that Friday or Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yep.
Usually that following weekend is a mini camp.
Rookie
mini camp. You come in there, And then it's another couple weeks, and then it's another mini camp. So the point is, you're going, then that just goes right into the next season. So the next time you get off is that you started in playing in August of, say, 2017. The next break you're going to get is in, you know, January of 2018.
Yeah. Mm.
So, man. Yeah, that's it. And, you know, obviously if you haven't dealt with that, and then all of a sudden you're in college, you're playing 12 games in the NFL. You're a rookie, so you're playing those preseason games. So you're playing 20 games minimum.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a real thing.
The thing I like in terms of the league, look, the league is clearly adjusting to it. The more tape you get, the more you stand out on tape and teams say, okay, we got to do this with him. I just like the fact that I've told you this story before, how he walks around the complex, you know, doing moves with his hands in air, working on his moves.
Pulls,
he
yeah.
has that desire to expand his repertoire of moves that will serve him well. Because, as you know, I mean, it's a game of adjustments. You just can't be one thing and expect that to work all the time.
Right. And he's good at the speed, and he's good at kind of getting on that speed, and then he gets that inside hand and kind of does that one-arm shove, which that's tough. I mean, if you got that move down, you're good because that's a next-level move. But, yeah, you're right. He's got to start adding, you know, some of the spin. You got to start adding some of the bull, the club rip, all those things. And, you know, that'll take an off-season and more time. But, yeah, he's got to get there. But yeah, that the inexperience plus the fact that he is – worn down mentally and physically is tough.
When we come back to close the hour, we addressed AJ McCarron last week. I want to check 1 week later if our thoughts on playing AJ McCarron over the final three games has changed or not as we head down the stretch. He's Rocky Boyman. I'm Lance McAllister. Furniture Fair Roundtable Show. We're at the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill at Belterra Park on News Radio 700 WLW. Closing in on 7 o'clock, get a check on news at 7, and then we'll get into just how good a job the Bengals' job is on the open market, if, in fact, Marvin steps away. We'll do that at 7:05. Rock, let's follow up on last week's conversation. We're now one game further into the season. Andy didn't have a good day on Sunday. I continue to be asking A.J. We saw A.J. McCarron for the final few minutes on Sunday, and I continue to be asked, are they going to play McCarron? Why not play McCarron for the final three games? My opinion has not changed from a week ago. I'm going to protect his stock to trade him and not risk injury or poor play. And I guess the more I thought about this week, what is the point of playing McCarron? If you don't know by now that McCarron is the guy, I mean, is playing him for three games going to change the course of your franchise by revealing to you, oh, wow, we should just hand the reins to A.J. McCarron? I don't see that as an upside of this. I don't see the upside to do it at this point,
and,
I guess.
And you know what? You have convinced me. You've changed my line of thinking because I was on the line of, look, you know, God, can you literally have a guy on your roster you haven't watched play in over a year? But to your point, and you just said it, I mean, what is the upside? What do you hope to
yeah,
gain?
I mean, are you really – even if he plays well for the final three games, are you then going to change the course of your franchise and say, those three games have shown us – we're going to move off of Andy Dalton, and A.J. McCarron is the guy we're going to back going forward. I just can't see that happening.
Or let's say he goes out and kills it. Do you really think a team's going to then offer you a first-round pick for
it? See, no. I said protect the asset last week.
That's a good point.
If Cleveland is offering a 2 and a 3, not that they'll continue to offer, anybody else will match that. That's a value that's been established. I'm going to protect that. I'm not going to expose him to a poor offensive line. I'm not going to expose him to the risk of injury. I'm just going to keep that and hold it and say, Andy, finish this thing out, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, no, I agree.
At 8:05, let's get into just how good. Let's assume Marvin walks away in one way, shape, or form. I want to get into just how good the Bengals' job is on the open market. If we were coaches viewing the Bengals' opening, how we would view it.
Right.
Sound good?
And it's a complex question.
Oh, it's a very complex
situation here is unique, to say the least.
Yes, it is. We'll do that as we continue at 7:05. Let's get a check on news. It's the Furniture Fair Roundtable Show. That is 1 hour in the books.
Woo.
From the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill at Belterra Park on News Radio 700 WLW.
Like good old-fashioned smash-mouth football, right?
This is the Furniture Fair Roundtable Show, live from the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill at Belterra Park. Brought to you in part by Yingling Lager. Respect, it's earned. Papa John's, the official pizza of the Cincinnati Bengals. Performance Kings Honda. They'll put a smile on your face. Every customer, every vehicle, every day. CullenElectricCincinnati.com.
Cullen Electric, wiring for today's world, Miami Valley Gaming. Get ready to get lucky. The Healthcare Management Group, providing greater care for greater Cincinnati. Nixco Plumbing, choose a pro, choose Nixco. Skyline Chili, feeling good. It's Skyline time. Lycan's Energy Solutions, powered by Lycan. Belterra Park, one amazing place to play. Hearing Solutions, now acute hearing. Changing lives through better hearing. And by Furniture Fair. For style and flair, it's Furniture Fair. This is 700 WLW, the home of the best Bengals coverage.
And away we go. Hour number two, 707 on News Radio 700 WLW. We're live from the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill at Belterra Park. It's the Furniture Fair Roundtable Show. Lance McAllister, Rocky Boyman, 1 hour to go, and then we'll hand things off to the Chickster, Chick Ludwig. He's got a special edition of Sports Talk tonight from 8 to 9 o'clock. We are knee-deep in the Bengals and transitioning into some other things related.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
To the NFL and also the college ranks in this hour. Rock, I was intrigued by a story by Bill Barnhill, I believe it was, today on ESPN, who ranked the potential job openings around the NFL. And potentially, he listed 10 franchises that may have openings at the head coaching position. And he ranked 1 through 10 the most desirable positions. He had 1 being the most desirable, 10 being least. He had the Bengals at 8. And I think it's often debated how good a job the Bengals head coaching position is. It's certainly, you alluded to it in the last hour, it certainly has its restrictions, yeah. Its quirks. It's not, it's kind of an out of the box from the other 31, because the Browns, some people view this as a negative. There are some positives to it. They operate in a, it's a family owned business. They operate different ways than most NFL teams do. Can we agree on that?
Absolutely.
At the same time, if you and I are looking at that job from the outside, I think we agree on this. The one thing we like right away, there will be loyalty shown and patience given if we become the head coach of the football team.
In
true?
In a world where there's no patience anywhere, college yes. football, pro football, you know, I mean, they're getting ready, you know, talking about firing Vance Joseph after 1 year.
Yep.
1 year, you know, no chance to, you know, let's get the personnel right. No, nothing, you know. So, yeah, in that day and age, that is extremely attractive to a potential head coach. The fact that you're going to get some time to be there, you're going to make, you know, a good amount of money, you're going to, you know, you're going to get a chance to put your best foot forward.
Yeah, you get to, you, if you, you would think if you're in pursuit of a head coaching job, you've got a plan in mind. That patience and that loyalty allows you to execute your plan without fearing, I got to take a shortcut. I got to do an end around here. I got to do it quicker than I want to.
Or,
yeah, I got to, I got to take a chance that you wouldn't normally do. So it allows you to implement your plan. Now, it leads to some mocking to that extent from ESPN, which writes, being entrusted with the Bengals job is like being the night watchman at a low budget museum. As long as you don't screw up horrifically, you'll be able to keep the job for as long as you want. They point out Marvin's been here now into a 15th season without a playoff win. Bruce Coslett made it into his fifth season at 21-39. David Shula nearly made it 5 years with a record. It's still hard to believe. David Shula went 19-52.
Wow.
David Shula was here for 71 games, and he won 19 of them, Rob. I mean, just saying that out loud is just hard to comprehend.
What did you say? It was 5 years?
He made it nearly 5 years for David Shula at 19-52.
Wow.
Yep. And they write, Cincinnati moves at a glacial pace. Okay, fine. But if we're looking at this job from the outside, looking in, we see A.J. Green. We see Andy Dalton, who is at least capable. We'll say capable, not dazzling, not elite, not dynamic, but he certainly, you wouldn't be hurting. You wouldn't be walking into the situation like in Cleveland or a team with no quarterback whatsoever. You know what you have in Andy Dalton. He is what he is. Okay,
yeah,
so that's
100%.
Okay.
Yeah, you can do a lot worse.
Yes,
than Andy Dalton.
That's what I'm looking for. We would see Joe Mixon,
Dynamic young running back with potential. Okay.
See Geno Atkins.
We would see Geno Atkins.
Interior defensive lineman.
We would see Carl Lawson. Hmm? We would see William Jackson III. That's all three levels. We'd see Geno Atkins up front. We'd see Carl Lawson in the middle. We'd see William Jackson III on the back end. That's not, I mean, if you and I are looking at this job and they can give us Green, Mixon, Dalton, Atkins, Lawson, William Jackson III, this year's youngest roster, and maybe 10 draft picks, that's not a bad job, is it?
Not at all. I mean, there's no, other than, I mean, the offensive line is a glaring hole.
Yes.
But other than
yes.
that, there's no, I don't think you can point to another position group and go, wow, that needs a ton of work. No,
we've left out Vontaze Burfict, bit of a wild card in this because of suspensions and injuries, still he's a damn good linebacker
100%. So I think that's certainly positive. You got youth, you got a lot of the positions covered. But, I mean, if we can, here's the deal is the trade-off of why this isn't ranked the number one most desirable job is you're not going to get the kind of control that you want, which is why, in my opinion, everyone fantasizing out there about the Bengals getting some huge name, right? John Gruden, all that, it's not going to happen.
Nick Saban's not coming here?
No, because a coach like that is going to say, I want full control. I want full control of the roster. I want to be able to hire and fire my offensive and defensive coordinators, which the owner doesn't allow that to be the head coach to make those decisions. So it's tough. You know, again, if you're a big-time name, you're going to want to come in and you're going to do it your way. You're going to want to put your total stamp on it, and you're not going to be able to do that. So that's the downside of the job.
And you know you are not going to be a big player in free agency ever. There's not going to be mortgage the future,
day one,
back up the truck, play the game right out of the chute with getting the top free agent available. You're going to have to be creative and wise from that standpoint, and you're going to have to live and die and build through the draft. That's the reality of this situation.
Right. Which, I mean, side note, I think it's more important more and more to sign veteran free agents because the product coming out of college and with a CBA, you can't practice.
Yes.
You find, especially an offensive lineman, you find one of those guys that can play, dude, you got to pay him. You got to do it. You got to spend that money. So I hopefully the Bengals see the way the game is changing and going that direction and adjust, but maybe they will, maybe they won't.
And another note in this piece from ESPN, I don't think it's a stretch to buy into this. They point out these are some ifs and buts, but if the Bengals had held on to that lead against the Steelers, leading 17-0, they blew the big lead against Green Bay earlier this year. If you get those, you're suddenly 7-6 and you're in the play. I mean, I think their point is they're not that far out of the playoff picture right now. So it's not you're not an 0-13, 0-14 Cleveland Browns situation.
No, I mean that's daunting for a coach to look at, you know, a total rebuild.
Yeah.
This is not a total rebuild here, but not by any stretch of the imagination. This team need to address some things and address some positions and change a few, absolutely, but not, you're not talking a Browns deal where we're trying to totally rebuild everything. No way.
Wrap on that. I looked at Albert Breer this week from Monday Morning Quarterback. He had candidates to keep an eye on under the age of 50. Under the age of 50, and I keep seeing similar names pop up because we talked last week about Pat Fitzgerald, didn't we?
I love
Northwestern.
Pat Fitzgerald.
Well, see, he is such a Northwestern guy.
I don't know. I don't know how he is on game day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Is he that, you know, what's one of the main gripes here, right? The in-game decisions, the second half decision, you know, adjustments. I don't know. I just know I'm thoroughly impressed with him in terms of building a program. I couldn't tell you one way or the other on that.
Yeah, I see another name we talked about last week. They've got him number two on this list, Stanford coach David Shaw. He's built an incredibly resourceful program, and he's developed a lot of NFL talent.
I love him. Oh, he's fantastic. He's not leaving Stanford, but
and number one on the list, and number one on a lot of people's list is Josh McDaniels. You know, I was asked this week. Josh went 1 year to be a head coach in Denver, didn't work out. He's gone back to New England, where he's had great success. The question posed to me this week was: for all the success he's had, how do you judge Josh McDaniels on success on his own versus could anybody be the offensive coordinator for Tom Brady? It's a little unfair to say it that way, but the rap is, well, you're doing it with the greatest quarterback of all time and one of the greatest tight ends of all time. What will you do as a head coach on your own? I guess, I know, the positive would be, you if you're going to give him credit, you'd say he learned he had a chance to learn from his mistakes as a first-time coach. He'll be better the second time around.
No, 100%. Yeah. You know, if you come here, he would get an opportunity to fully implement his plan. Now, he's kind of like he's got a personality that rubs people wrong.
Yeah,
but is that a good thing? I mean,
that's a fair point. He's kind of a wild. To me, he seems too
Browns
much of a wild card for the Brown family. Yes, that's how I view him. I view him as too not that he's a hothead, or he just seems too.
What about Brian Kelly?
I love Brian. Don't get me wrong.
You put that in my head last week, and I was like, that makes a lot of sense.
All right, we come back. Another college player is skipping a bowl game. And Todd McShay has released his first mock draft. I love mock drafts, Rob. It's never too early.
Yes,
even with 3 weeks left in the regular season, it is never too early to address a mock draft.
Well, I want your Bengals pick. I already put mine out there. Yours.
Oh, man.
Way too early pick.
As we continue. He's Rocky Boyman. I'm Lance McAllister. Furniture Fair Roundtable Show, Stadium Sports Bar and Grill at Belterra Park on News Radio 700 WLW. 7:21, News Radio 700 WLW, Furniture Fair Roundtable Show. The place to be every Thursday night, Stadium Sports Bar and Grill at Belterra Park. Stadium will feature football beer specials on Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. During all Bengals games, Stadium will be raffling off everything from coolers to Bengals tickets to jerseys. Roundtable Show brought to you in part by Yingling Lager. Respect, it's earned. We thank Yingling for presenting the webcam each week and the Yingling Plinko board. All right, Todd McShay has released his first mock draft. His first. Now, you threw me off when you pointed out that I put the staple on the right-hand side of my page.
Well, I get that you're left-handed, but the thing that really irked me was you were like, what, you mean you're supposed to go on the left? Yes. The entire world puts the staple in the left-hand top corner.
Chris, do you put your staple on the left or...
See, and he
well, now,
Chris says it like...
Chris just did it like you, like yeah, of course. What do you mean?
Good God.
Left or right?
The entire restaurant agrees.
Do you staple on the right side of the page or the left side of the page?
Look how ridiculous that looks.
Wait a minute. I'm left-handed. So I hold things in my left hand, and I open the page to read with my right hand. See how that works? Is it a left-handed thing?
It's a you thing.
I don't like the tone of any of this right now.
If you're driving your car and there's about to be mutiny inside this restaurant, no one can understand. I get why you're doing it. The fact that you're surprised that, like, you didn't know that staple was supposed to
be. No, you know
there.
What I'm surprised with?
It's like not knowing that you're supposed to write left to right when you.
What I was surprised with is the fact that you were so concerned with where I put my staples. Because honestly, it's none of your business.
But you know, I don't know if you know this about me or not, but I am very weird about spatial. Like things got to be in order for me. I'm very like my dinner plate. Like the corn's got to be over here.
I think you're just weird about eating in general.
I am weird about eating. I like symmetry and I like things being in the right organization. And that irks me.
Well, okay, then it irks me. In the last half hour, I watched you make buffalo dip sandwiches out of your salsa chips. That's what bugs me. You sat there.
I have no defense.
You were scooping out little portions of buffalo
dip. So it stays on the chip,
and then taking your
and
two
you
chips,
it.
Putting it in between, smushing it down into a sandwich. And I'm weird because I staple on the right side of my page?
I don't know. I have much less of a problem with that than
Todd McShay's first overall pick in his draft is Sam Darnold. He has Sam Darnold going one to the Cleveland Browns. He says, I believe Rosen is the more polished quarterback, but Darnold has the higher ceiling at the next level. Most talent evaluators think there's a long-term benefit for Darnold going back to school for another year to USC.
It's because Darnold can move around more. That's why he's number one, not what he's.
So he's got Darnold one. He's got Josh Rosen going to the Giants two, as I flip left to right. Indianapolis has Bradley Chubb, defensive end at North Carolina, going three.
Good player.
Minkah Fitzpatrick of Alabama, the safety, goes to the 49ers four.
Really good player.
Let me skip ahead here. The Browns at six take Saquon Barkley. So he has the Browns, and the Browns will have the first and sixth pick right now. He has them taking Sam Darnold, the quarterback, and Saquon Barkley, the running back, at one and six.
I'm going to predict that either Rosen or Darnold are going to say, Cleveland, don't draft me number one. That's my prediction here on the December 14th.
All right. As of this moment, he has the Bengals at 10. As of today, the Bengals would draft 10th. He has, at number 10, The offensive lineman out of Texas, Connor Williams. 6'6", 315, has missed most of this season, his junior season. He did play in seven games. He strained some knee stuff.
Yep.
He didn't pack it in. He came back from the knee injury to play, and now he's going to skip his bowl game. Athletic, he's strong, 3 years, 27 starts. He's the last All-American at Texas. He was an All-American as a sophomore at Texas, and he is the captain of the football team and a business major with a 3.67 grade point average at a very difficult Texas business school. Those are all the positives of Connor Williams.
Okay, whatever. So he really beat 6'6", 315, right?
Yes.
That's what's important.
Yes.
I'm
writing down, screw the athletics, all right?
Go academics.
Ahead. Yes, the academics.
No, so, like, his first game back was against West Virginia.
Yes.
And that was the game we covered. So I got to see, like, his first game back. And I got to tell you, I mean, within the first three plays, you could see what I consider the most important attribute of offensive linemen is a guy that wants to finish you. Not block you, but literally finish you, play through the whistle kind of guy, hurt you. That's what you want your offensive lineman to be.
Yes.
And I saw that. Athletic, drive, you know, powerful, mean streak.
Yeah, I just, among the notes I wrote down on him, mean streak.
Yeah.
What you just said,
yeah,
I like that.
Now,
long, nimble, with a mean streak.
Got to have it, period, end of story, to play offensive line for me. Thing I don't like is, you know my role on Big 12 offensive linemen.
Yes.
I don't like them.
Yes.
Because it's, the Big 12 is a lot of spread offenses. You know, Texas, of course, with Tom Herman is a spread offense. Ball's getting out of the quarterback's hands.
Yep.
So what do we always complain about Cedric Oboehe? That he's from that Texas A&M spread. He's not used to driving people off. He's not used to bracing himself on a speed-to-power rush. So how much experience has he had doing that in a world where we know that linemen, because of the CBA, can't get the proper work that they need to be successful? You know, so you get a guy that doesn't have a ton of experience doing that. You know, he's not going to get the experience before he starts playing in the NFL. That's my question.
This stunned me, and I had to look it up just to make sure it was right. If Connor Williams goes in the first round, and he should, he'll be the first Texas offensive lineman drafted in the first round since 2008.
Hold on, who's 2008?
2008, the last Texas offensive lineman drafted in the first round, Tony Hills. Does that name ring a bell?
It does not.
It does not either. I looked at it. I didn't believe it has been that long since a Texas lineman went in the first round. It is, in fact, 2008, Tony Hills,
so
first round.
Good player. Again, the school he's from is literally the only thing that I don't like about him.
Okay. Now, in McShay's projection at 10, he says guard Quentin Nelson, Notre Dame, could help here for the Bengals, he writes, but Williams is the best offensive lineman and a better value proposition at number 10. He has Quentin Nelson, your guy, guard Notre Dame, going four spots later to Miami.
I like him for all of the reasons I like Connor Williams, but a little bit more of a pro style, you know, Notre Dame, right?
Yes.
Run heavy.
Yep.
Can run block. I mean, he is a road grader, finish ya, mean streak sort of lineman. He's humongous. What, 6'5", 325?
Yep. McShay says most ready NFL.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Offensive lineman in this class and a real road grader ready to start right away.
If I were calling the shots, I'd grab Quentin Nelson at number 10, 11, 12, whatever it was, and I'd go into free agency and I'd spend some money and get a tackle. That's
right.
What I'd do.
You've convinced me of that. I'm scared off of Connor Williams, the offense at Texas and the knee issues that forced him to miss seven games. When I read of Quentin Nelson, most NFL ready to start right away, those are big buzzwords for me.
He has a lot of experience. Yeah. Now, if none of those good linemen, like high linemen are there, I want Derwin James. That's another side note.
And then Baker Mayfield and the chaos begins. Oh, yeah.
Would you do it? Would you pull the trigger on him?
Don't even get me started.
I like him.
Don't even get me started. Baker Mayfield and Brian Kelly.
Oh, my God.
BK and BM in Cincinnati.
Well, we would, our sports talk shows would be very interesting.
That would be beautiful.
Yeah.
When we come back, you mentioned this today, reminded me of this today. National Signing Day for college football is next week because there's an early signing day this year.
Right.
I want to get into that and what it means as we continue. Rocky Boyman, Lance McAllister, Furniture Fair Roundtable Show from the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill at Belterra Park on News Radio 700 WLW. 7:36 on News Radio 700 WLW. Let's check the early odds for this week's games presented by Rising Star Casino and Resort. Play, stay, and get away at Rising Star Casino and Resort in Rising Sun, Indiana. The Broncos tonight are in Indy as a 2.5-point favorite. The Bengals, a 10.5-point underdog at Minnesota on Sunday. The Ravens are a 7-point favorite at Cleveland to take on the Browns. And the Steelers and the Patriots in the big old big one this weekend. Steelers, a 3-point dog at home, 3-point dog to the New England Patriots on Sunday. Hey, join us at the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill every Bengals game day. Stadium is transformed into Bengals Central and the place to be to watch the game. Bengals game day party features drink specials, DJ Airborne giveaways, and a chance to win the game day top prize. We turned the staple question into a poll question on Twitter.
You're getting crucified, and rightfully so. Good God.
Well, I can't be the only one who does it because I'm right now.
What madman is the one person that voted for this thing?
Right now, 94% say they staple in the top left corner.
If you vote that is acceptable, put on the top right, you are an enabler. You are an enabler of your absurdity.
I think it is clearly a left-handed thing. Chris indicated.
Lance, I've worked
that
with
paper
you for years.
College,
how many years we worked together?
Grade
like
the paper.
3 or 4. And I didn't know this about you. And I'm a little scared.
Yeah, well, you know what? There's a lot about you I don't want to know. So there.
Very true.
7:38. You brought this up today, and it reminded me. I have it on the calendar, but I'd lost track. Something different is happening this year in signing day for college football, which is always a bizarre time that fascinates me. For the first time ever, there is an early signing period, and starting next Wednesday, the 20th, and running for a 72-hour period, there is an early signing day where high school football players can put pen to paper and officially commit to their college. Now, the regular February signing day will still stay in existence, February the 7th, but the early signing period, the theory is, for the kids who are worn out by the hassles and the grind of the text and the letters and the visits, and I just want to get this over with, I know where I want to go, just let me sign, they now get to sign early. It's one less thing to worry about. A lot of kids can change their mind, and schools think they have a recruit, lose a recruit in that extra month plus. I'm interested to see how it's going to play out because I really don't know what to make of it right now on the surface of how it's going to change the dynamics of all this.
Yeah, I think I know the coaches. I have heard from coaches say that it's more work for them right now because they're used to kind of getting a little bit of a reprieve from that and being able to kind of gear up after the bowl game.
And I was going to say a lot of them preparing for bowl games right now.
Right. Because you kind of want to, all right, look, let's focus on the bowl game, focus on the team, then let our bowl product speak for itself. Then bang, here comes signing day in February.
No coach, if I'm a coach, I don't want to have to, quote, babysit longer than I have to. I mean, you know, you have to coddle them and make sure you got them and you don't lose them. So if you can get it out of the way next Wednesday rather than have to cling to them for the next month, hope they don't go someplace else, change their mind, have a fight with their girlfriend and say, I'm now going to this school. If you can get it out of the way, I think as a coach, you'd want to get it out of the way.
100%, especially in today's world where everyone's so damn flaky. You know, I mean, yeah, let's make you – by the way, the whole recruiting system is broken. Like, and on both sides, from the school's point of view and the kids. For the schools – or, you know, the kids, they, you know, get verbal offers and they say they're going to go there, then they switch them around. But then the schools, it's crap because they'll offer four wide receivers, say, and they really want the number one prospect. But if they don't get him, they want the number two. But if they do, all of a sudden the number two guy says, well, wait a minute, I don't have a scholarship now? Like, I wish it was like the school would say, young Lance McAllister, we want you so bad. We want you on our team, but we want you to make your commitment and fully invest in it, right? Well, what is this, like, offer a bunch of people, and then come signing day, you tell a kid, well, you know, actually, can you wait till like 3 o'clock to sign? Because we're waiting on this other guy at some other school to sign, but to see if we're going to get him. That's not fair. It's not fair to anybody.
Yeah.
So I think both parties in this have it all screwed up. I wish it were different.
And let's keep in mind, if you're a recruit, if you sign on Wednesday, there's the upside downside. If you sign on Wednesday, who's to say between Wednesday and February 7th, your head coach doesn't leave, or the assistant, your position coach, your recruiter doesn't leave? So there's a risk there of being hung out to dry.
Oh, 100%. 100%. I guess ultimately it's – maybe it's good, but I just hate the whole system. I just wish it were like, look, we are that confident we want you at our school that we're going to offer you a scholarship, but in return, you know, we're not going to, you know, screw around with you and, you know, see if we can get something better. But you're going to do us the favor, or the courtesy of accepting that scholarship right there, and that's done.
Let me ask you this. And this, I don't want to say it bothers me. I don't want to sound like I'm being critical of high school kids. But I'd be interested in your thoughts on this. I see a lot of recruits tweet, blessed to receive my seventh offer from Akron or for LSU or wherever it is. Am I wrong to think if I'm a coach extending an offer to you, I don't want that made public to other schools who, I mean, is there anything to, if I'm offering it to you and I want you, I don't want you to then broadcast it so you then may become attractive or other schools may say, well, wait a minute, they offered, maybe, I mean, is there, am I being over analytical on this? Maybe I just don't like kids publicly using Twitter to talk about their recruit. Maybe it's just that. I tell a kid I'm offering you a scholarship, just decide, but don't broadcast it to everybody else. Am I being too?
No, I'm thinking through this. This is interesting. I tend to agree with you.
If I want you, I'm offering you the scholarship. I don't want you to broadcast it to everybody else because I think it exposes me to other schools maybe jumping in to compete against me.
It is. But look, this is just one of the disasters that social media is. It's all about look at me, look what's going on, and nothing's secret. Nothing is kept as a confidential sort of agreement between two men. You know what I mean?
Like, it's,
so I don't know. I'm trying to think from the school's perspective. You know, since it's always about recruiting and getting your name out there.
They want the word.
I don't know how they do. I want to ask the coach that.
All right. Yeah, do that. All right. We'll come back. Much more to get to. Down the stretch we'll go from the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill at Belterra Park. Furniture Fair Roundtable Show. Rocky Boyman, Lance McAllister, and an update on our staple question as we continue on News Radio 700 WLW. 747, News Radio 700 WLW, Furniture Fair Roundtable Show. We're at the Stadium Sports Bar at Belterra Park. Roundtable Show brought to you in part by Hawksworth Blood Centers. Hawksworth donors save lives. Who will you save? Time to take a look at Rocky's favorite stat each week. This season, for every Kevin Huber punt down inside the 20-yard line, EverDry Waterproofing will make a charitable donation in Kevin's name. EverDry Waterproofing, they'll fix it permanently. Kevin had two punts inside the 20-yard line. And we'll review last week's Performance Kings Honda Performer of the Week, brought to you by Performance Kings Honda. They'll put a smile on your face, every customer, every vehicle, every day. We'll go with Giovanni Bernard again. The 11 carries for 62 yards, an average of 5.6. I'm lagging behind in the poll question. Right now,
you're getting destroyed.
Do you place the staple on the top right or top left of your paper? 95% agreeing with Rocky in placing it in the top left corner. 5%.
The 5% is a guy sitting in a mental institution right now. That's the only reason why someone would
That's
say
not very
top
nice.
Right,
you're not
care.
Being very nice now.
Look, Matthew on Twitter says, "Do you eat soup with a fork too?" What kind of sick maniac puts a staple in the top right of his paper?
The concern I have is I'm coming in under the national average because 10% of the country's left-handed. I thought I'd have left-handers support.
But of those 10%, most of them still, I mean, to Chris's point, our producer here, like when you open it, when you read a book, you grab the right corner and you turn left, right? So that's what you would naturally do. You read a book backwards?
Do you staple books? We're talking about staples. Are we talking about staples or reading books?
There's a natural way of doing things in life. You're doing it all wrong. It's against everything holy. As I said on Twitter, if you were in North Korea, they would put you to death. Kim Jong-un would not stand for this.
I'm going to keep doing this for the webcam.
It bothers me. Don't do it.
We can now come clean. The Heisman has been handed out. We both, speak for both of us, we're very honored. We get Heisman ballots.
Yeah.
Part of the procedure is you cannot go public with your votes until the official announcement. You get three spots, a first, second, and third place. I voted Baker Mayfield 1, Oklahoma, Lamar Jackson of Oklahoma of Louisville 2, and Bryce Love of Stanford 3. I thought Lamar Jackson, who I voted second last year, I voted for Deshaun Watson last year. I thought Jackson this year had a better season than he did a year ago.
Agreed.
But I didn't think he had as good a season as Baker Mayfield. I did pause to consider Baker Mayfield's all the stuff around him, the crotch and the planting the flag and the running from police, but it was not a dead heat that was a separator on. I thought Baker Mayfield
exactly.
was so far and away 100%. The top candidate. I thought about it and then moved on from it, and I had no problem making him number one on my ballot.
No, and your 1, 2, and 3 was exactly mine too. And to your point, everyone's making a big deal about Baker Mayfield's off the field. I didn't have a problem with it, but you're right. Had it been a dead heat, that would have been something you could look at.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if it was, I don't know, I'm trying to think of another, like, you know, can't miss one, you know, whatever. Tebow, something like that, you know what I mean? Like, that would maybe have been a factor. But I think the more I watch Baker Mayfield, the more I like him. He is really, really good.
You got both our first-place votes. Let's salute Michael Johnson, the Environmental Demolition Group Player of the Week. Environmental Demolition Group, your single-source environmental and specialized demolition service company. Go to edgellc.biz. All right, down the stretch we'll go. Oh, I got a question about Devin Hester for you. Devin Hester and the Hall of Fame as we continue. And we will update the poll question of intrigue tonight. Staple in the top left or staple in the top right? As we continue, Furniture Fair Roundtable Show, Stadium Sports Bar and Grill at Belterra Park on News Radio 700 WLW. Closing in on clock news time in 4 minutes, and then Chick Ludwig will take you 8 to 9 o'clock special edition of Sports Talk, 8 to 9 here on News Radio 700 WLW. We're at the Furniture Fair Roundtable Show at Belterra Park. Lance McAllister, Rocky Boyman. Don't forget Sunday nights at Market Buffet. Enjoy our special of steak, shrimp, and barbecue from 4 to 8 p.m. And don't forget to stop by Stadium Sports Bar and Grill on Tuesdays for live trivia starting at 8. Rock, why do I get the sense that while we have mapped out and fairly efficiently and effectively executed a solid two-hour show with a lot of good content, why do I get the feeling that tomorrow and perhaps into this evening and into tomorrow, the conversation around Greater Cincinnati will eventually turn to the fact that we debated where to place the staple as the most intriguing thing we discussed tonight?
Because, you know, there's things in life that are predictable and things. I mean, this is totally out of left field that you would be
left. See what they did there. Yeah, left.
Damn you, that was left. Quick.
Is
this isn't right, though. This will not stand. There, I said it.
Devin Hester retired this week. Is Devin Hester, now keep in mind, the Hall of Fame has two kickers and one punter. Does Devin Hester, as a returner extraordinaire, is he worthy of Hall of Fame status?
Yes, because I think the Hall of Fame is a place for people that do unbelievable things that even other great players can't do.
I agree with you.
And there will never, and I repeat never, be another returner like Devin Hester for no other reason than that I think the kick. I don't even know how much longer the kick return is going to be a part of
great
pro
point.
Football.
It's becoming extinct. Yeah.
It is becoming extinct, and I'd love to see some stats on this. But the amount of penalties that are on kickoff and punt return, you might as well not. They've taken a play that used to be very exciting, and between the injuries, the injury factor, and the penalties on it, it's the worst. I don't even. I fast forward. If I have a DVR, I fast forward through it. And if it happens to be a long one, I may go back. I may not. So I think that was a flat once in a lifetime thing. So he certainly
Rocky had 20 return scores in his career. 20 return scores. He had seasons where he averaged 17 yards a punt return and 16.2 yards a punt return. He had a season where he averaged 35 yards on kick returns.
Lance, he had 11 returns in his first two seasons. That's incredible.
That's nuts.
Incredible.
And, you know, he had a punt return in 6 different seasons. It wasn't all done in just one magical season. 6 different years he returned a punt for a touchdown. 4 Pro Bowls.
And having, you know, studied him and been on the receiving end of, of a Super Bowl play that will go down infamy. He was never a guy that was gonna that had like unbelievable blazing speed. He wasn't gonna just like flat out run everybody.
Yeah.
But 2 things. He had a quick acceleration, right? He could go from, you know, the old 0 to 60 like in a snap of a finger thing. And I also feel like he had a deal where it wasn't just like he was running the daylight. He somehow inherently knew where the weak spot was, where he'd be cutting a place where it looked like it was kind of clogged up. It's like he knew that it was something was going to break or a guy was going to make a block. I was like, how did you know that that was going to happen? He just had an amazing ability. He was really, really good.
All right, we are out of time. The vote at this point stands 95% Staple top left corner, 5% Staple top right corner. There is still time to vote. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight.
Be part of the solution, not part of the problem, people.
News is next, followed by Chick Ludwig. It's been the Furniture Fair Roundtable Show from the Stadium Sports Bar and Grill at Belterra Park on News Radio 700 WLW.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.